I want to introduce Keith Gumminger. He is a 25-year expert observer of the mortgage market and consumer debt industries. He's written for the Wall Street Journal, Bloomberg, and many other outlets. I like him because he writes a straightforward, level-headed report about mortgages and the mortgage industry, and I'm very pleased to have him on with me today. Welcome to the show, Keith.
I'm glad to be here, Steve.
Let's discuss mortgages. Where are mortgage rates right now?
Mortgage rates right now are holding very near or at lows for 2014, conforming 30-year fixed rates hovering at about 4.2% by our own surveys, a little bit lower by other surveys, such as the ones from Freddie Mac. Now, we are not nearly as low as the averages of around 3.5% we had back in May 2013, but rates are very low, very stable, and frankly are really pretty comfortable for most borrowers.
Does the mortgage market see periods of volatility and stability, kind of like the stock markets?
Absolutely. Over time and over the many years I've been observing markets and participating in markets, so we've had periods of stability very similar to this, albeit at much higher interest rates, 6%ers, 7%ers, what have you. And there are times of very extreme volatility. Most recently, the episode we had last summer after Mr. Bernanke came out and discussed that the Fed's policies might change in the near future. Markets had a little bit of a spasm. Mortgage rates rose by about 120 basis points in just a short period of time, about 6 or 7 weeks, and have since settled back somewhat. But episodes of volatility, in some cases extreme volatility, very commonplace in mortgages.
You think we're ever going back to 6%, 7% mortgage rates again?
Again and ever? Well, I would never say never, having seen rates go from the mid-18s at one point, back in the 80s, all the way down to the recent lows, around 3.5%. You would think that someplace in between those extremes, we'd find some normal. But the reality is, even looking at a modest period of time, last 10, 12, 15 years, average rates, or rates would average over that time, somewhere right around 6%. So we could certainly see a 6% rate. I wouldn't expect to see it tomorrow, and we might not actually see it for a number of years yet. But that's pretty close to normal.
You know, there was an article you wrote about how to calculate whether you should get a fixed rate 30-year mortgage or an adjustable rate mortgage. Now, adjustable rates have really fallen out of favor because some of them were just so egregious and hurtful to the consumer. But can you make a case for an adjustable rate mortgage today?
Absolutely. You know, ARMs did get a bad reputation coming out of the last cycle of interest rates falling and the last cycle of housing. And that's largely because of some of the exotic kinds of products that we saw, the so-called pay option ARMs, and those ARMs which featured interest-only payments and qualifications that, well, really didn't even require borrowers to prove that they had an income at all. So what we saw last time was a lot of borrowers, because of sharply rising home prices, because of falling affordability, necessarily having to choose products which really they were ill-prescribed to manage. And those risks were allowed to be layered one on top of another, everything from, you know, no documentation to no money down to no skin in the game. These borrowers were allowed to fail or set up to fail, depending upon what your point of view might be.
But that's not the case today, I gather.
That's not the case today. The ARMs that are in the marketplace today are very commonplace, venerable products, really with nearly a 25-year history of participating in the market and serving certain borrowers. Now, the thing important to remember about ARMs is that they are always a niche product. There are certain borrowers for whom these products will work and work very well, and for others, they're just simply not suited at all.
Not so much.
Some of those audiences could include even first-time home buyers, someone buying an apartment, a studio apartment, or a small apartment in the city who has plans to move on or whose job may have them move on at some point within the next 3 or 5 or 7 years, could certainly look at an adjustable rate mortgage and find themselves with great savings and literally all the fixed rate mortgage they ever want or need.
What is the differential between a 30-year fixed and an adjustable rate? Are we talking about 1% less or more?
The most common adjustable rate mortgage, the 5-1 ARM, at least the most consumer preferred ARM, has about a full percentage point break compared to the conforming 30-year fixed right now. So that is a little bit more of a break if we're starting to talk about jumbo loans and that sort of thing. But a full percentage point break, starting rate on a 5-1 ARM, for example, just a little below, just at 3.17% this past week.
How hard is it to get a mortgage today?
Well, I wouldn't lie to you and say that it's easy, Steve.
Okay.
Yeah, the reality is that in the aftermath of both the downturn and tremendous losses throughout the industry, and of course the re-regulation of the industry through the implementation of new regulators like the CFPB and new rules that come out of things like Dodd-Frank, it's much more difficult to get a mortgage today than it was 5 or 7 or 10 or I wouldn't go as far as 20 years ago, but certainly back into the 1990s. So it's very difficult. Lenders are exacting as they comb through your mortgage application, looking for, you know, dotted I's and crossed T's. They're going to verify your income and your asset paperwork very thoroughly and ask you to prove it arguably many times throughout the process.
Yeah, I know. I've had that experience myself. But if you do measure up, you have real income, it's the, your ratios are right, are they lending money?
Absolutely. I mean, the good news is if you can actually make it over all of the hurdles in your way to get to financing, when you get to that financing, you'll find some of the best interest rates in a generation.
Yeah.
Not the rock bottom, of course, of a year and a half ago, but still very good. So the reward is pretty appreciable, but you have to be able to survive the process.
There are second mortgage kind of loans that are called home equity lines of credit. They're HELOC would be the term. And they were very popular when things were really hot, and then they kind of shut down when the banking crisis and the mortgage crisis took place. What is the story with borrowing, if you have a first mortgage, borrowing out some of this new equity from appreciated housing prices? What's the likelihood of you getting a HELOC these days?
Well, lenders are actively out seeking borrowers to originate or to take new home equity lines of credit. This is particularly true in markets where home prices have appreciated again or have been showing regular and believable increases. The reason that lenders have became so wary about lending you lines of credit and second mortgages, those lump sum home equity loans for a period of time, and it was a good 3 or 4 years, is because frankly, most borrowers didn't have any equity.
Yeah.
The downturn in home prices wiped out 10, 20, 30% equity stakes in many places, and left lenders very exposed, unable to even recover the monies they had previously lent. So they weren't exactly interested in making new lines of credit. But with the resurgence in the housing market, firming of home prices, and certainly a couple of years' worth of borrowers, and these are good credit quality borrowers, of course, paying down their outstanding mortgages, well, now they have some equity to borrow. And these can be good risks, written properly.
My guest is Keith Gumbinger. He is a 25-year expert observer of the mortgage and consumer debt industries. Keith, what website can people read you at?
You can drop by www.hsh.com, and you can find all kinds of stuff you might need to help you get through the mortgage process, everything from what's going on with rates to, you know, how best products to pick in today's market.
Yeah, and I've taken a close look at it, and I do recommend it. Keith, thank you so much for joining us today.
Been good to be here, Steve.